Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam Klal Dalad. We're learning Simin Yud Beis. And so we mentioned yesterday that there are opinions which hold that Shemei Ka'ana applies even if one individual is not having mind to be Motzi the other individual, and the person who's listening does not have in mind to be Yotzei, but there is a concept of Shemei Ka'ana. We said the source of that is the Taz and the Shaf in Yeridaya Simin Aleph, based on the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Aruch Chaim Simen Ayin Hei. If you look at the language of the Taz itself, however, he does say an interesting point. He says that Shemei Ka'ana applies when one individual is focusing to hear the other individual. So, like we said, the concept of Shemei Ka'ana works under the umbrella of the concept called Dibur. And Dibur is speaking as opposed to saying. I say words, I speak to a person, I speak to somebody. When I use the word Amira, I can't end the sentence. I said, I have to finish up the sentence. What did I say? I said, I spoke to you. I spoke with stands by itself, because speaking is not about the words, but it's about the communication. We understand that means two individuals. So if A is listening to B, even though A is not being Yotze with B, that's called, there's communication and there's speech. However, if A is speaking and B happens to hear, it seems to be from the Taz, that would not have, the concept of Shemei Ka'ana would not apply. Based on what we're saying, it's understandable that we're discussing hearing words of Torah or Tefillah from a recording, that there's no din of Shemei Ka'ana. Shemei Ka'ana would require two parties, a speaker and the listener. So the listener is the one we're talking about over here. He's the Shemei Ka'ana, but he's not hearing words from a recording. There's no concept of Shemei Ka'ana. We mentioned this before when we were learning the halachas of Birchus Torah. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, one is allowed to think and learning before Birchus Torah, not like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon of the Gra. But we said, according to, we mentioned the Shari Tshuva in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, which says that Shemei Ka'ana would be a problem before Birchus HaTorah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even though one is not listening to be Yotzei, but if somebody is sharing a Devar Torah with me, so it would be a problem with Shemei Ka'ana. But we mentioned in the name of my Rebbe, Reb Shalom Shapiro, the Mashgiach of Tel Zeshiva Shlita, that Reb Shalom, I said that this does not apply to a recording. If you look at the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in Simen Ayin Dalet, he points this out as well, that there's no concept of Shemei Ka'ana in regards to a recording. In regards to learning from a sefer, Shlomo Zalman is on record that even though you're learning, you're doing actual learning because you're learning from a sefer, since as long as you're not verbalizing, there would not be a problem of deeper in regards to erba. It's still considered just hearer. Obviously, one has to be careful not to actually verbalize the word that he's saying. The last issue is ksiva. Even though we're saying that hearer is mutter, ksiva seems to be just hearer, and you're just writing down your thoughts, we do find in certain places that ksiva is considered like dibur, and therefore one should not be kaisev devar Torah in the presence of an erva. Now, regards to the machlokes that we mentioned before between the opinion of the Taz and the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Taz in Yeridaya and the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, in regards to Shemei Ka'ana, when one is not having in mind to be Yotzei, but one is listening to somebody else, it would seem to me that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is also like the opinion of the Taz, that would be improper to do so and not appropriate to do so. So even though the language of the Chayyadim does indicate that he only is concerned about Shemei Ka'ana by Erva, when one is having in mind to be Yotzei, which follows the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and the Mishabura actually quotes that as well. But based on this source that we're bringing from the Taz, it seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tesvav, the Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Tesvav, follows the opinion that Shemei Ka'ana applies even when one does not have in mind to be Yotzei with somebody else. The concept of Shemei Ka'ana is still applicable, and therefore one should not listen to words of Torah or to Tefillah in the presence of an erva. That which Shemei Kohen works as a din deraisa, so this would be in a case where you're dealing with the erba deraisa, iman atzimah senayim would not be sufficient. The case where the erba is only erba derabanan, as we've explained before, so then atzimah senayim would be acceptable. So a person could listen to words of Torah, just like we say a person can actually say the words in that circumstance. With this, we finish Klal Dalet, and we've filled in the gap that we had in our learning all the way through the end of Siman Samach Tes. And Beis Hashem, so we will be starting Hilchos Shabbos on this coming Sunday, February 19th, and 28th of Shvat. And please share to whoever you know, ask them if they would like to join. For the next 3 days, this is the shiur for Tuesday, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I just want to talk about a few of the halachos of the Dalet Parshiyos. We did do the halachos of Purim once upon a time, and that's available through the link on the website, but the point of our parshiyos we did not discuss as well, so I'd like to use the opportunity to fill in these 3 days, some of the halachos of the Dalet Parshiyos, and basically we will start Hilchos Shabbos on this coming Sunday. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day.